Hello, I'm Namwa Zelaini at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Hurricane Ike is on course for the Texas Gulf Coast and is expected to move onshore late tomorrow or early Saturday. Higher sustained winds are 100 miles an hour, but forecasters say it could pick up strength in the next day or two. It is moving to the west-northwest at about 10 miles an hour. Evacuations are underway for hundreds of thousands of people along the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast. A jury found a teacher's husband guilty of killing her student lover, but they chose the lesser charge. Eric McLean could have been found guilty of first-degree murder, but instead the jury chose a verdict of reckless homicide. McLean was on trial for shooting his wife's 18-year-old lover. He claimed the shooting was an accident. Senate Democrats are calling for a freeze in foreclosures on mortgages held by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The troubled lending giants were seized by the government Sunday. Now four Democratic senators say the firm's new chiefs should institute a 90-day halt in foreclosures. Instead, the senators are urging the lenders to help struggling borrowers stay in their homes. New fees for checking bags are helping boost the financial outlook for Continental Airlines. In a filing today, the airline estimates a new $15 baggage check fee for most customers will generate $100 million in revenue and cost savings. That news, along with falling oil prices, is driving a surge in Continental stock on Wall Street today. Authorities at Los Angeles International Airport arrested singer Kanye West this morning for felony vandalism. They say he smashed a paparazzi camera worth $10,000. This is video taken by TMZ. Police are continuing to interview witnesses. Both West and his assistant were arrested. Unbelievable pictures. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.